everybody. I'm Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, representative Divine Mission. I hope you're all doing well. I know it is rather late, and for some it is early in the morning in the United States, whereas the rest of the world are wide awake in most parts of the world. Anyways, I present the United States electoral outcome 2016. United States citizens went to the polls Tuesday, November 8th, and the election outcome for the year 2016 is concluded, it is declared, and the Republican nominee or the candidate, Donald Trump, is the winner. Congratulations, America. You made it through the arduous and grueling election season, sensationalized and trivialized to invalidate electorate expectations with customized outcome. Congratulations to Republican candidate Donald Trump on the victory that was almost written off against the contender by pollsters and several speculators across the spectrum. Congratulations to all winners tonight in the Senate, House, and gubernatorial race representing Congress and State Assembly of respective states nationwide. The anxiety and concerns over unexpected turn of events in the presidential race is not surprising, considering anticipation for a different result. The global market's reaction to United States electoral outcome is misplaced, as economic stability and prosperity, not only in the United States, but globally, would remain the priority, with fair and balanced trade rather than disproportionate dealings serving as an advantage for some over others in the global economy. Furthermore, the citizens in the United States deserve a change that guarantees economic opportunity, political functionality, with transparency and accountability, exempting none above law. National and global security is paramount and possible in pursuing peaceful resolutions to conflicts rather than contemporary means proved counterproductive. The concept of terror and terrorism needs to be addressed effectively, beginning with identifying the cause and source that leads to weapons supply to terror networks, besides funding, arming, and training various terror factions for hegemonic goals that were never viable. The American electorate cast their ballots to initiate new political system that represents the people and issues related to economy, safety, security, clean environment, and equal rights, barring divisiveness and prejudice. United States is a melting pot, with immigrants from around the world contributing to national wealth and economic progress. The people, regardless of race, religion, gender, and lifestyle orientation, are all Americans, and accordingly to be treated with respect, fairness, and equality that would promote unity in society. Politics refraining from political bargains and politicizing events for individual and vested interest is critical to move forward. Any kind of hidden strategies to disrupt governance or passing legislations against electorate benefit conforming to traditions maintained until now would unnecessarily create discord, wasting taxpayer dollars that otherwise is to be invested in the economy, education, healthcare, infrastructure, and clean environment. In foreign policy, United States interventions spreading violence, turmoil, and political instability is best abandoned, with diplomacy and dialogue leading the way in dispute settlements and international affairs. On the economic front, tax reforms to facilitate job growth in the manufacturing, service, and diverse sectors, boosting investments in economy is critical. Similarly, small and medium businesses also require necessary breaks and capital liquidity to successfully run operations in the United States. The broad-based economic policy will be discussed in due course. The global matter will be included in the forthcoming presentation. All citizens are to be treated fairly, regardless of their status, whether legal or undocumented, with families born and settled in the United States. The environment cause cannot be ignored, as planet protection is pivotal for life existence. The incumbents and new members joining Congress to form government, pledging allegiance to serve the people and the nation with liberty and justice for all, is the electoral mandate, not to be misinterpreted as political capital, and continue with business as usual. Wishing United States electorate and the country, as well as the world at large, positive development and better future. I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, representative, Divine Mission. Thank you all for your attention and participation in the polls. I will be back with the issues and matter that I just stated in this topic fairly soon. Peace to all. Thank you.